This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. One of the things that's happened recently since the sharp drop in the number of scripted TV shows on the air is the corresponding sharp rise in the number of TV showrunners who are hanging around unemployed, reading the complete newspaper and sitting in coffee shops with notebooks filled with pages that say, pilot idea, person, workplace, ? Marriage conflict difficult, family, city, ? Now, with all of these showrunners on the beach available, the studios and networks are in a great position to do what they've always wanted to do, go showrunner shopping. Not too long ago, the guy who wrote and ran the pilot pretty much was the guy you were stuck with for the series, unless the show became a giant sudden success and the star became a giant sudden lunatic, and these two things never happened separately or in any other order. Now, in which case, the grown-ups got together and figured out a way to solve the problem, which was always pay the showrunner a lot of money to go away, which he took gratefully because he was a grown-up too and realized that, you know, life goes on, especially with that many zeros on a check. But these days, if you're a studio or network and you don't like the guy running a show, or if you just want to trade up or more cheaply or whatever, you're not stuck. The labor market and guys who run TV shows is pretty loose right now, so chances are there are a couple of them right now at the Whole Foods or the Palisades Gelson's just orbiting the business, waiting for reentry. You just put the word out. We're looking to make a change. And the ripples go out through the various agencies in town, and agents start looking at their long and getting longer lists of expensive showrunner clients who aren't working, and they begin matchmaking in their heads. Now, sometimes, of course, the agent who represents the showrunner who is about to be replaced also represents a lot of showrunners who aren't working, and the result is a moral and ethical dilemma, or would be if, well, you know. Now, a few weeks ago, a guy I know was replaced on a show he wrote and created, and I ran into him at the new Whole Foods in Venice. See, with his days free, he had time to make little tours around the Whole Foods of L.A., and he was philosophical about his firing. He told me that he understood what they were saying about him. He had a hard time with the management requirements of the job of showrunning, with maintaining an ordered and disciplined production process. He had a hard time, apparently, making a decision and sticking to it. Now, a few years ago, these would be trivial concerns, but in a more austere and financially nervous environment, overnight set construction, delayed post-production, major rewriting, that all starts to add up pretty fast. A good showrunner in today's business needs to be tough and ruthless and on task at all times. Unwavering. Decisive. Just wasn't me, he said with a shrug. I'm not that guy. And right then, his little son came up to him carrying one of those huge bars of expensive chocolate. Can we get this, Dad? He asked. No, his father said. Please, his son asked. Okay, his father said and tossed it into the cart. See, he said to me, I'm not a showrunner. So rather than have meetings in their offices or lunches in the studio commissary, maybe the guys who run the networks and studio should hang out in supermarkets and pick their showrunners there. And that's it for this week. Next week, I'm at sea. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.